Good morning, and thank you for calling customer support. This is Shantae. May I please have the email address on the account that you are calling in about?
Lawrence Raybon.
That's the email, Lawrence Raybon?
LawrenceRaybon88@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for that information. Okay, I must have spelled something wrong. I've tried to put that information in, and I'm not being successful with pulling up an account. Please spell that for me.
LawrenceRaybon.
Oh, okay. That would be the one letter that I got wrong. Okay. Thank you so much for that information. May I have a name that's associated with the account?
Lawrence Raybon.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Mr. Raybon, I've tried entering in that email address. I'm not getting an account. I've tried with the telephone number, 903-220-382.
Yeah,
Okay.
The reason I'm calling because I had some money taken on my account. I know y'all had refunded it, but I had called my financial institution, and somebody took $36 out of my account yesterday on May 25th, and then they took $1.10.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Mr. Raybon, I have located an account for publicrecords.info, and I do see here where the account was canceled with the cancellation number of 3466255, as well as it had been refunded, but I show no other charges on your account. And as far as the $36, that's not a charge that we would be affiliated with because all of our programs are $18.95. So what my advice would be for you is to contact your financial institution again and ask them to give you more detailed information on the merchant who charged your card. And that way
okay,
you can
handle it. Okay, and they told me the merchant that y'all would call, they would call Spinney's, LLP, LLC, or they're like an international company. I tried to call them, but I don't have enough credits on my phone to call them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not somebody that we're associated with them. We're not associated with that company.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome, Mr. Raybon.